I'm Michael Brown. The Trump administration says it's moving to conduct interviews of immigrants seeking asylum within one calendar day. Asylum officers usually wait about 48 hours to interview and hear the case of an immigrant who has been detained after crossing into the United States. The policy change, first reported on BuzzFeed News, said advocates believe the move is expected to give immigrants less time to prepare for their interviews or recover from the dangerous journeys. The credible fear interview is an initial screening where immigrants must show there is a compelling chance they will be persecuted or can demonstrate a well-founded fear of persecution in their home country. But by law, asylum seekers have a right to consult with a person or persons of their choosing before a hearing. U.S. returning a group of asylum seekers from Nuevo Laredo, Mexico. Get more on this story from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Under the so-called Remain in Mexico program, 10 migrants seeking asylum in the U.S. were sent to Nuevo Laredo, Mexico for the first time Tuesday. Nuevo Laredo was added to the program after the U.S. and Mexico reached an agreement heading off threatened tariffs on Mexican exports last month. The program was already operating in the Mexican border cities of Tijuana, Mexicali, and Ciudad Juarez. Also Tuesday, U.S. Customs and Border Protection announced migrant apprehensions along the southwest border dropped 28% in June compared to May. I'm Mike Rossia.
President Trump says he will no longer deal with Britain's ambassador to Washington after the key envoy disparaged him as incompetent. British officials are scrambling to find the source of a leak of Kim Darroch's diplomatic cables from Washington to his homeland. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Two-thirds of all mass attacks in the United States last year were carried out by someone who was experiencing mental health problems. That's just one of the findings in a new report by a unit within the Secret Service. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
The study done by the National Threat Assessment Center finds similarities among those who carried out attacks in 2018. They include nearly all of them making threats or concerning statements before their attacks. Two-thirds had mental health issues, most of the attackers were male, and a third of them had a history of domestic violence. The center says the study is designed for both law enforcement and civilians to be more aware to avert more attacks in the future.
That was Tim McGuire reporting. The United States says that its arms sale to Taiwan is aimed at promoting peace and stability in the Asia-Pacific region, and Washington is not changing its One China policy. China has demanded the U.S. cancel the sale after the State Department approved a request by Taiwan to purchase an estimated $2.2 billion worth of military equipment. A State Department official told VOA the approved sale is consistent with U.S. law and policy. The potential deal has angered China, Taiwan's bitter cross-strait rival. A U.S. court ruling that it is unconstitutional for President Trump to block critics on Twitter has reignited criticism of politicians who ban detractors from their social media accounts. A three-judge panel of the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New York ruled unanimously on Tuesday that because Trump's Twitter account is a public forum, he can block users who disagree with him. Trump has used Twitter to make on-the-fly policy, lash out at his critics, and voice his opinion on virtually every subject. Trump is not the only politician sued over blocking social media critics. The American Civil Liberties Union is suing officials in Kentucky, Maine, Maryland, and Virginia on behalf of constituents who were blocked on social media. And the Trump administration is urging Turkey to stop oil and gas drilling off the coast of the divided islands of Cyprus. The U.S. State Department says the provocative step raises tensions in the region and that the island's oil and gas reserves, like all of its resources, should be equitably shared between both communities in the context of an overall settlement. Cyprus has been split by Turkish Cypriot North and Greek Cypriot South since 1974, when Turkey sent troops to the island in response to a Greek military coup. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
All the hits and more right here on VOA 1.